What are your thoughts on what Edwin Jackson has given you so far, today in particular, but so far, and really the way that your starters as a whole have been working here in this homestand?
Yeah, no, it's been welcome. We don't have to use all three guys today for him to go out in the seventh inning. You look at his numbers, in AAA, and he's doing his best work here. I think he's really, comfortable here, certainly for a guy that's been around as long as he has. He's inspired by being in a race like this and enjoys the group, and I think that's part of what you're seeing out there. On top of that, he mixes his pitches real well. He and Luke, work really well again. And you'll see some 94s, and then you'll see some 91s, some sinkers, some cutters, off just enough slow stuff to keep him off the hard stuff. So he's been terrific.
And the work you've gotten from your starters overall in this homestand?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been important. There's a lot of baseball left, and we're going to come up a stretch where, we have some off days now, but we're going to come up with a stretch that's 20 in a row. So that's the time when you really need to lead on your starters to give you a few more innings, and they're starting to do that.
Bob, with Edwin, I know, getting starts like this down the stretch, I know the bullpen, is automatic lately, but if he could continue doing that, just how much of a boost could that be, for the last 2 months?
Right. I mean, with Trinan today, two innings yesterday and then an inning today, we didn't have to use Familia, and then now we'll have Familia probably to close tomorrow, and Lou wasn't taxed too much, and, Petit gets a day off, and Fuchter, based on the matchups, hasn't really had a lot of work here recently. It's important that those guys go a little bit deeper and take the pressure off the bullpen. It's usually the other way around, but at this point, with the way we've been using these guys, to flip it around, it gives them a blow.
How would you describe Chris Davis's consistency? That's 3 years in a row with 30-plus homers.
He has been so good. And in the first year, he got off to a really slow start. He really had to get going, after April, a little bit of May, to put up the numbers he did. But, now you're seeing when he takes a walk, he's getting some hits, the driving in runs. It's not just the power, as we've talked about before, but, this isn't the easiest ballpark. There's certain years it's tougher than others to hit home runs here, especially at night, and doesn't seem to affect them at all. So he's the perfect guy for this ballpark and his team.
Chapman continues his hot streak today. What do you think has been the biggest key for his success recently?
I think it's just settling in, learning how they're going to pitch him, making some adjustments. That ball was struck pretty good. I mean, it looks like a base hit up the middle. Next thing you know, it's going over the center field wall. So he's got some power. I think it's just the more he plays, the more comfortable he's going to get, certainly offensively. We felt like the timing was right to get him up in the two hole, and he's been running with it. So, he can hit the ball the other way. Has pretty good feel for that spot right now, too. He's just a good player and a lot of talent, and, he's just going to get better and better.
Laureano gets another assist today. How big has his defense just been in these two games?
The first ball of the seventh looks like off the bat. That's going to be a hit. And if you don't come up with a clean, maybe a double, and he ends up coming out of nowhere to get it. I was looking more at Steven to see if he was going to get to it. Next thing I knew, Laureano's there, and you'll be talking about his arm some. I mean, we'll see that on a pretty consistent basis. Especially in the center field position, you don't see guys throwing like that maybe in past years. It's more of the right fielders, but he's got a right fielder's arm that's playing in center for us right now.
Bob, we've talked to you a lot about expectations for this team coming into the season, but right now your team is 20 games over 500. Right. What are your thoughts on being there at this point?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we felt like we had a good team and we could get better as the season. So, I've said that many times, and that's the case right now. So, it's just playing with the confidence that we're getting from this last, 40 games or so, and just riding that wave every day. The confidence that is there when we take the field is pretty extreme right now. So, we'll try to win as many as we can. Plus, when you have a bullpen like that and you have a lead late in the game, I know from the other side, it makes the other team a little nervous when you don't have a lead late in the game against our bullpen. So there's just a lot of confidence all the way around.
We've talked about the importance of the home games, especially in this stretch. Today was your seventh straight home win.
Right.
How big is it to be playing this well in your ballpark?
Yeah, we've been a little bit better on the road this year, and we talked about when we came home here with as many home games as we're going to have, especially in August, that it's important to get off to a good start, and they've done exactly that. So You know, this team can win in different ways. Certainly the home run showed up again. We left a couple out there as far as some of our situational at bats, but when you can hit the ball at the ballpark, you can overcome that.
Thank you.
All right.